Okay, here we go. Five short Hasidic short Shavuos ideas. Part four. Schus for Shlema Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Bernivka B'so Shachal Yisrael. We're actually going to focus on one pasuk, five ideas, on the last pasuk right before the Aser Shadibus. A few pasukim before Yutes. The first idea comes to us from the Beis Aaron, the Kalina Rebbe, the Rav who wrote Kach Soif. We ended off last time, part three, with this. But there's so much Torah in this. Says the Beis Aaron of Karlin, that you know it should really say, the Pasuk should really say, Diber, Moshe, Diber. What's this Moshe Yidaber, that Moshe will speak? And he says such an incredible thing. Says the Beis Aaron of Karlin, that anyone who comes to be purified, and anyone who comes to be Mikabel the Torah, a Matan Torah, you actually bring Moshe Rabbeinu into your life. Mashpia love Moshe midiburov. You're able to bring Moshe Rabbeinu into your own life. And this is brought down by the Tikkuni Zohar. Aspashtuse the Moshe b'chol dor v'dor v'chol tzadik v'tzadik. The hispashtus, the revelation of Moshe is found in every single generation and in every single tzadik. And this is why the pasuk says Moshe yidaber. It doesn't say Moshe diber, but Moshe will speak, because a Jew who's mekabel Torah Moshe, a Jew who wants the people to come to Matan Torah and come Thursday night, come Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Kodesh, and come to their bonus and say, I'm in, you bring Moshe Rabbeinu into your life. You bring the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu into your life. And this goes very well with the second idea. The second idea comes from the Sfas Emes. He says, why is it that how do we know that Kabbalah Sotorah is not Ali de Moshe? Kabbalah Sotorah is Ali de Moshe, not only by Matan Torah, but every single year Kabbalah Sotorah is Ali de Moshe. How do I know that? Because you look in Devarim, Parshas V'Aschana, when we're recounting the Atzeres HaDibros once again, in Devarim, hey, what does the Pasuk say? Anochi Omein Bein Hashem Uveinechem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I stand before you and them. I stand before you, Hashem, and them. And it says, the Sfas Emes, it doesn't say, Anochi Amad, or Amadati, I stood. It says, Anochi Omeid, I am standing. Loshen Hove, says the Sfas Emes, to show us that every year on Kabbalah Satorah, we get the Torah through the connection of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just parenthetically, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, whose yard site is on Shavuos, and the Baal Tanya both have the same idea on this pasuk. Anochi Omei Ben Hashem Aveinechem. The Anochi is of a person. That is that's Omei Ben Hashem Aveinechem. That's the thing that holds a person back between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That arrogance, the gaiva. That's what Anochi is a coder for. That's not for today, but I always think of that idea. But here says the Sfas Emes that every single year we know the Kabbalah Torah happens through Moshe Rabbeinu, the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Beis Aaron, but dafka through Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because it's Anochi Omid Hashem and Omid is Lashon Hover. First, be able to realize this Karlina Rebbe and the Sfas Emes that not only Yidaber is, it should have said Diber, but in every door we have the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu if we buy in. And finally, Matan Torah happens every year Adi Moshe Rabbeinu because it says Anochi Omid Lashon Hover. Moving on to idea number three. Moving a little quicker with these ideas. But on the same words, Moshe Yidaber, the Kedushas Yontif, the father of the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Yoyle, says a beautiful idea on this Lashon of Moshe Yidaber, the Moshe will speak. He says, you know, it's really coming in to tell us a lesson in Tefillah. Why is it Moshe Yidaber? Because he says, when it comes to davening, we can't daven in our thoughts. It's not enough to be able to think in our thoughts. It's got to be bepeh, Moshe Yidaber. And if we do mi Moshe Yidaber, if we have dibor in our tefillah, if we make sure that we're davening b'chavana, mamash b'chavana Yidaber with our dibor, then what happens? V'halokim yanenu b'kol. And even the midas hadin, Elokim is din, then the din even has to answer to that kol, tefillah, says the Kedushas Yom Tov. It's not good enough to daven in our minds, but it's got to be with our peh. And I want us, maybe we need to say, echad bepeh ve'echad b'lev. It's not just good Moshe Yidaber, but it's got to be with our lev and our hearts and our mouths together. Says the Kedushas Yom Tov, tefillah is a lesson in tefillah. Moshe Yidaber, the koyach tefillah. I know one of my Rebbeim, Rubenstein, Shlita, says that he quotes from his Rebbe, sometimes there is an inyan to daven with your thoughts. That sometimes the mekatchigim, I don't want to get into because I don't really understand so much. But sometimes when someone comes to him, to his rebbe, ready to be able, he's already davening in his thoughts before the mekatchigim can come out. He's davening in his thoughts. But when it comes to the koyach of tefillah, of davening shmon esrei or davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be with dibur Moshe Yidaber. When you daven with tefillah mamish with your mouth, with your hearts, then alokim yanan b'kol. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu will answer. Moving on to idea number four and five. Number four comes to us from the Alter Rebbe on the same pasuk. So he says, Yidaber is lashon hov, is lashon asid, and Yadaver and Yanenu is Lashon Hove. What's going on over here? Says the Alter Rebbe in Torah Or, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, beautiful idea. He says, you want to know, because he says, he quotes the same Zohar, Ki Aslashtusa de Moshe b'chol dor v'dor. Every single generation has a Moshe Rabbeinu. But you want to know how you become a Moshe Rabbeinu? How do you bring Moshe Daber v'Neinu b'chol? By acting on my Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'ashem yachad is ad Moshe l'bit li'yibatu l'achni atma b'fnei konu ki ilu hu a'inam b'daber klal dover zeh ki'im l'doros. What's the thing that's ki'im l'doros? What's the thing that's Loshen Hove? What's the thing that continues on and on when we act like Moshe Rabbeinu? And who was Moshe Rabbeinu? And he was mevat himself to his Creator. He was mevat himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like we said, from the Kedushas Levi Noam Yamalach. Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai. Didn't mean that he learned, he got the Torah from Sinai, but he got the Midah Lanava from our Sinai. But it says the Alter Rebbe, he says, you want to know Yidaber Yanenu? You want to know how we act like, we bring down Moshe Rabbeinu in every single generation? It means like you, when you act like him, you mevat yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Kiyum L'Doros. And that's how we keep Moshe Rabbeinu's spirit alive. How do we keep him alive inside of us? By holding on to his koich of Anova, by being mevatar ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What a beautiful lesson in Anova. And finally, the fifth and final idea. I know we exasperated this pasuk, but it's so such beautiful. The last idea comes to us from the Ezra Elio. Rabbi Elio Meviskot. Meviskot. He says such a beautiful idea. Yeah, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. We'll just go with the Ezra Elio. He says, Ya'anenu B'kol. He says, what does Ya'anenu B'kol mean? Pashup Shad is that Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to his call. Ba'alokim Ya'anenu B'kol, that Kadosh Baruch Hu answered us with his call. Says the Ezra Elio, no. Ya'anenu B'kol means that according to our call, that according to our voice, according to the way we bought in by Na'as of Nishma, Kach Ne'ene Alidei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way we bought in. If we bought in a sincere way, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will buy in a sincere way. If you daven in the right way, if you daven in a sincere way, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give you what to midah kenegan midah. And this is actually the Baal Shem Tov. I know we're trying to say quick ideas here, but this mamish, the Baal Shem Tov is Yortzev. It's Shavuos. It says da mal mal mimcha. The Mishnah says we give us Perek Beis. Called Mishnah Af. Da mal mal mimcha. The pushup shot is you have to know what's above you. There's a seeing God. There's a listening ear, and everything is written down. But it says the Baal Shem Tov Hakadosh. Da ma da mala mala mimcha. What happens above comes from you. You want the Ribbono Shel Olam to be more in your life? You want to see Hashgacha Pratis? Look for him more. You want to have more Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life? Daven more. Daven well. Learn well. Have more patience for your kids. Then you'll be able to have him more in your life. Ya'anenu b'kol means the way Kadosh Baruch Hu will answer will be the way you ask. Midah k'neged midah. So five ideas on Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutes. The first two ideas from the Beis Aaron of Karlin says Moshe Daber, why Lashon of Asur, Lashon Hove, to tell you that each and every time that we accept the Torah, we buy into the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. We're bringing down the schus of Moshe into our lives, as the Zohar says, Ashpatuse Moshe, the Bchodov Ador, the Koyach of Moshe is every single generation, every single tzaddik. Mesamas Vasemes says, not only is it every single, but we actually get the Torah through Moshe, says the Vasemes. Because we know the Pasuk says in the Dvarim, hey, Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem Vinechem, then say Amadati, it says Omeid, Lashon Hove, Moshe Bein Ozer, we get the Torah through Moshe Bein every single Matan Torah. The third idea, Kedosh Yontov says, Moshe Yidaber. What is Yidaber? It's not good enough to be able to daven in our thoughts. When down coming daven in our thoughts, it means it's not good enough. It's got to be Moshe Yidaber. When you daven with your heart, with your peh, then Elokim Ya'anenu B'kol, Kadosh Baruch Hu may answer your tefillos. Sometimes when there's Mekachik out there, like Rav Reuven's Rebbe, there's an Indian to daven with your thoughts, not Shmona Esri, obviously. But when someone comes to you, there's even to think about davening your thoughts. It's such a very high level. I think it's brought down by the Bnei Yisrael, Irgun de Pirka. It's a very high level, not for now. But here, Moshe Daber, when Moshe daven, you didn't just speak, then Elokim Ya'anenu B'kol, even Midas Hadin will answer in a favorable way. The fourth and fifth idea comes from the Alter Rebbe, Yidaber Aninin, or Loshen Hove. Well, when it means the Moshe Yidaber Ya'anenu and Loshen Hove, because we know the schus of Moshe Bin is every single generation. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu is mevat himself to Ribbono Shel Olam, if you want to have that aspashus with the Moshe, we have to mevat ourselves. When you nullify yourself to Ribbono Shel Olam, then you bring down the schus of Moshe, and that's Kiyum L'Doros. That is something that's everlasting, and that's something that's nitzchi, according to the Alter Rebbe. It was called that the Midah of Anova is everlasting. Finally, fifth and final idea, Ezra Elio says, Yanena b'kol means, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer us, he answered us in the way we asked him. Right? Midah k'negin midah. If we asked him in a sincere way, if he kol she'okol echav echad, if we said na'asav nishma, if we will say na'asav nishma in a sincere way, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be there. The way we act, that'll be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts to us. And that's the Baal Shem Tov, da mala mala mimcha. What goes above, up above, comes from you. Mimcha, down here. The way you act and talk and daven and learn, the way you act and b'chesed, b'torah, b'kedusha, b'tahara, that'll be, you want to march kachar patas in your life? The way you act, that's what brings down the Ribbono Shel Olam in that way. We should be zocher mitzvah Hashem to really, truly, truly believe that there's a matan Torah that happens every single year, and when we buy into the Torah, we have the schus of Moshe. But not only the schus of Moshe, Mamish Moshe says the Sassimus. And we need to make sure when we're davening not only with our minds, but our mouths and our hearts, the koach of Anovas of the Doros, and the Midah Kenegan Midah, to believe in that. The more we seek out the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we'll see His presence in our lives. And mitzvah Hashem, a good and shoshes and to everyone.